98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim Time with Doug and Wolf.
Thanks for listening to the Doug and Wolf Show. It's 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. Coming up on Sunday, you've got the Arizona Cardinals and the Chicago Bears at State Farm Stadium. Paul will be on the sideline. Wolf will have your color, and Dave Pasch, the play-by-play voice, will have it for you at 1 o'clock. And right now, Steve Keim joins us, as he does on Friday mornings at 7:45 on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. Doing fantastic.
I really appreciate you joining us, Deca. Talk a little bit about Sam Bradford. Of course, everybody, Steve, is talking about the way that he looked in the first couple of games, the inaccuracies that are there. What are you seeing as general manager?
Well, I think the film speaks the truth for sure, Wolf, and that's the fact that Sam hasn't played particularly well, and I think he would be the first to tell you that. And more than anything, offensively, we haven't found any rhythm. We haven't been able to run the ball effectively. We haven't been able to create any balance. We haven't been able to convert on third down to a point where it's embarrassing. And really, as you know, that's affected by everything. It's affected by not getting off the field. Defensively, the issues that are happening over on that side of the ball. But more than anything, we need to find our rhythm. We know that anytime there's new systems put in place, offensively or defensively, there's a transition. I mean, there was with Coach Arians. You know, we know that Carson didn't start off so hot. Larry moving inside was not a popular decision. But eventually, things ironed itself out. I know the one thing that I'm, you know, fairly excited about is the way that this team has practiced with energy this week and really put their best foot forward trying to correct the mistakes that they've made in the past 2 weeks.
How does anything you just said as it relates to the offensive struggles affect the Josh Rosen timeline?
Well, I mean, I think that's the popular question amongst every water cooler is when does the backup quarterback play, particularly a top 10 pick in the first round and a guy that, you know, we feel strongly has a bright future. I mean, we saw last night with the job that Baker Mayfield did and the way he energized that city. You know, it's a tough question. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, when the time is right, I know Josh will have his opportunity and I think he'll play well. At the same time, you never know how a guy's going to be affected. There have been guys in the past who've played too early, and it's crippled their career. I don't want to name any names, but I think a lot of us can point to certain players. And then, you know, there are guys who've come in and had success right away. But usually it's a rocky road. I mean, look at Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning. Both of those guys did not have a lot of success at the start. So, you know, Patrick Mahomes sat most of last year. I think he played one football game, and we've seen the kind of success that Patrick is having. So I don't think there's any exact science to that, but I think there's certainly a feeling of knowing when the time is right.
It's interesting you mentioned last night. I could feel it. You mentioned you could feel it. That the city of Cleveland, different situation with the losing, energized. It looked like the offense players were energized. Everybody got energized by Baker Mayfield. Does the Cardinals offense need that shot of energy of Josh Rosen coming in?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a secret that it needs something. But more than anything, like I said earlier, it needs some balance. It needs to be able to run the football effectively. We need to protect better. We need to run crisper routes. We need to get more separation. There's a number of things that go into it. Excuse me. And quite frankly, a lot of guys need to play better. I know they're being put into the right positions and positions to succeed. But as we know, when you're running a new offense, a new defense, sometimes there is a transition. And guys have to feel comfortable to play fast. Again, that's not an excuse. It's just the facts. And I think with time, we'll continue to grow and get better under both these schemes.
Steve, if you had your druthers, would you rather that Josh Rosen makes his debut in a situation where he doesn't start the game and suddenly you run him out there at some point, maybe after the half, or would you rather him actually get the start? Do you have a preference on that?
Well, if I had to choose, I mean, I think I would say to start because he's mentally prepared for that opportunity. But I don't think there's any rhyme or reason. Again, guys have come in and they've had success. He's got to be ready regardless. I mean, it could be a halftime of any game. It could be due to an injury. So, again, you know, he's just got to be ready. I know he's been working hard. He's looked fantastic in practice. And I think, again, like I said earlier, his future is really bright.
Steve Keim, general manager, Arizona Cardinals, joining Doug and Wolf. You just touched on it. So I'd like you to expound on it, on what you're seeing. If a situation occurs and nobody's rooting for it, but we know it happens in the NFL, where you need to go to a backup, whether you're ready or not, do you see enough from Josh Rosen to believe he would be ready if he had to come in, you know, Sunday at halftime due to injury?
I do. I think just because of, he's an intellectual guy. I think he has a great understanding of this offense already. And more than anything, for a young quarterback, I think you have to have command of the huddle. And I think that just seeing Josh early on, the way he works, the way he prepares, and the way he commands the huddle in practice, again, I'm very, very excited for what the future holds.
So basically, I'm watching Sam Bradford go out there in the inaccuracy, Steve, and thinking to myself, my goodness, this is the one thing I know this guy isn't. And it made me think earlier in the week that maybe wide receivers were out there busting routes. That has not been the case from what I've been told. Having said that right there, what have you seen from your wide receiver room so far this year?
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination, Wolf. I think there have been times where routes have been run at different depths. I think there have been times where routes have been miscommunicated. And then I think there are times where, just when you look at Sam's inaccuracies at times, I mean, it could be something as small as not getting his feet set or his mechanics. I mean, those are all the things that we know can attribute to a quarterback not playing well. So it's just the comfort of being in this offense and being new to it and some of the things that are asked to being done. And, you know, quite frankly, last week we didn't protect very well. I mean, we were beat inside, and they ran a number of games and stunts on us, which gave us quite a bit of trouble. So we have to continue to get better up front protecting as well.
Cards GM Steve Keim joins Doug and Wolf every Friday, 7:45, before a Cardinals football game. I'm wondering, Steve, when you look at the wide receiver room, there's one extreme that is, hey, be patient, relax, they're young, they'll get it. And there's the other extreme, which is, hey, the wide receiver room doesn't have enough talent in it right now. Where are you on that scale when you saw realizing it's only two games?
Well, as the GM, I'm going to be critical of the personnel side. I'm going to be the guy that says, listen, we either need to get better at that position, or we need to see some of these young guys step up and make plays. Now, again, it's a combination of many things to me, where guys have been open and Sam maybe hasn't seen them, or guys just need to make plays and create that separation that's not there. The one guy that has excited me, that when he's got his hands on the balls, is Christian Kirk. The few opportunities he's had, you see the run after the catch. You see the foot speed and the explosiveness, the ability to create separation. So he's a young guy that I think is really poised to have a great year. Chad, you know, he's in a position where he's got to show a little more consistency, particularly getting off press. We all know Larry can do it. And then you'd like to see a little bit more David Johnson in the passing game. I know the first game was difficult for him and he dropped a few balls, but I think that he and Chase Edmonds can be weapons out of the backfield.
Speaking of that room, I don't know. I know you're not in favor of evaluating other people's trades, but as it relates to you, was a fifth round pick a bit much for you for a Josh Gordon? Was the interest not quite there? How did you feel about that trade? And did you think, oh, I wish we would have done that? Or did you think, no, we're happy where we are?
No, I mean, I'm not going to, discuss somebody else's trade or another player that's not on our team. But, you know, I think we look at every situation and determine whether we think it's best for this organization. And in that case, I think we know the writing was on the wall.
Steve, can you go ahead and juxtapose what you're seeing from Robert Kimdiche based on last year as what you're seeing in the first two games this year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Robert is one of the few guys, in my opinion, who's played with consistency, played with energy, and has looked very explosive off the football. I mean, there are still times where he has to understand gap control and leverage and all those little things that come with that position. But for the most part, I've been very, very excited about where Robert's been, particularly where he's playing with an early foot injury. He has pushed through that, and again, I've seen consistency and constant disruption from him, which is exactly why we drafted drafted him.
Steve, I love the anger, fire, passion that you had in that press conference or that discussion you had with the media after the loss in Seattle many years ago, and how that scorned you and how you felt about that beatdown. Did you have a similar feeling coming off the game at the Coliseum?
Oh, 100%. I mean, listen, I mean, I take a lot of pride in not only this organization, but the job that I need to do. And, you know, there's no other way to look at it than to point the finger at yourself and to wonder why are certain things going wrong. You know, you can look at certain positions and feel like, you know, the level of talent is you know, in a position where we should be able to win. But at the same time, you have to understand the team concept and all those different things that play into it. So, but you know, I'm the first one to look at myself in the mirror, and I'm extremely frustrated right now, as well as I know all of our fans are. And it's certainly not something that I think that they deserve. I mean, our fans deserve better than this, and that's why we're putting our best foot forward and every day coming to work early and staying late. And I know we'll get this thing turned around.
Steve, really appreciate your time. As always, God bless you, buddy. I'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.